It is Friday. It is the end of May, and just exactly as Larry predicted, the first half of the month, the second half of the month do not match up at all. And just as Tom Casper, our host of Tips for Hardy Gardeners, predicts, we've got no business putting anything in the garden before the 1st of June. Good morning, Larry.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. And speaking of garden, that's exactly where I'm sitting right now. And we did have to go out and cover our plants, concerned about frost. We live in an area that has so many trees that I really don't worry about it much. But when I looked at the thermometer this morning and it said 30 degrees, oh, yeah, it is something to be concerned about. Since we last spoke, there has been some interesting ups and downs in the weather, and that will, according to the Weather Service, that might continue. But we had 2 days, namely they were the 23rd and the 27th, where we had strong winds off the lake, east winds. And when that happens this time of year, that means the temperature is going to plummet, and it would stay chilly. Yesterday was a really good example. The recorded high temperature at the Weather Service yesterday was 44 degrees. Now, that compares to the day before when the recorded high was 83. That's the other thing. We had winds the previous day from the southwest. So we had a big variation that happened this week. We are stepping out of this wonderful month soon, and it looks like we are going to be, despite all the ups and downs, we are going to be a little bit above normal in temperature-wise. We had no extremely hot days. We did have some days of 80 or more. 83 was the highest, but we did not have any extremely hot days, and we did not have any snow. Now, going back just 2 years into 2019, many of us remember the snows that happened in the month of May at that time. Well, if we look at a couple of other things, the precipitation did pick up a little bit. You talked about the difference with the first half and the second half. First half, we didn't get any rain. Second half, we did get some. The Weather Service right now has about an inch and a half recorded. My house, we had a little bit more than that, but still below normal. Only going to be about half is what we normally get for May. Now, that's going to be interesting if that pattern continues into June. Last year, we had a very dry June, one of the driest ever, and that leaves quite an impact, and we'll see what's going to happen. Other things of note, we had a full moon this week, but with all the clouds, it was a little bit hard to see it. However, we do see the longer days of sunrise and sunset, and we are now at about 15 and a half hours, moving towards the summer solstice, and the summer solstice now is less than a month away. And we will continue to get longer days. However, they don't get long fast that much as we get towards the solstice. Sunrise right now is about 20 after 5, and the earliest sunrise that we have the entire year is 5:14. So we're moving towards that rather rapidly. That's affecting the birds. Plenty of migration going on. I have warblers and vireos and so forth. But the two that really stood out with me this week, or three of them, I'm sorry. One of them was a ruby-throated hummingbird. They've been hanging around every day, and they are always a great one to see. Now, we don't get a lot of singing from them, but they still, when they show up, they let us know with all their energy and visiting the flowers. And with the lilacs in bloom, they were definitely around. The other two that did sing a lot this week, one is the rosebreast grosbeak. I did not take a walk all week where I did not hear them singing, and they have a very loud song. They're a colorful bird and just a pleasant one to have at this time. Catbird is another one. Catbird is a cousin of the mockingbird, and mockingbirds are well known for imitating and having a variety of songs. Catbirds do somewhat of that as well, certainly not much as the mockingbird. Had an interesting experience this week in hearing the first cuckoo of the season. Cuckoos are a regular migrant here, but they are not that common. We are having an outbreak of tent caterpillars. I probably used the wrong word when I said outbreak there. We're having an emergence of some tent caterpillars right now, not to be confused with the army worms. It's a different species, and these come every year, and that is one of the things that the cuckoos will feed on. Other things of note, toad time I mentioned last time. Toad time is very quick. It comes and goes. I noticed the first on the 17th and the last on the 22nd. That is just a few days. That is all the time for the whole year that the toads will go to water to breed, and that's where they lay their eggs. Interesting short breeding season. On the other hand, the gray tree frogs have a pretty long breeding season, and they've been calling this week, too. The only times I found that they were not calling was when it got too chilly. But as soon as it warms up a little bit, going out in an evening, on a warm evening at this time of year, at a swamp or such, you'll hear a lot of their calling going on. We have two other frogs, green frog and mink frog, that are summer breeders, and I haven't heard either of the two yet, but that will come about a little bit later in the season. The other thing that's going to start happening pretty soon now is turtles coming up on land to lay eggs. They do that usually in early June, and I see it more with the snapping turtle than with the painted turtle, though both of the two will come. Another thing that's going to happen very soon, if it hasn't already started to happen, is the baby fawns start showing up. Usually every year I can look out in the yard and see a doe with a brand new fawn, and I haven't seen it yet, but I think I will. Had the visit this week from two terrific butterflies. They both came on the same day, and that was the 25th, when we had a warm day. The lilacs were in bloom, and one I looked out in the afternoon, and there was a tiger swallowtail, the first one of the season. Tiger swallowtails are probably our biggest butterfly. They have an interesting name because they're named after two other kinds of animals. The black and white on the wings give them the name tiger. The swallowtail, in reference to a barn swallow, which has long tail feathers, is called that because they have this long growth on the hind wing of their body. They come every year at about this time, and they'll stick around through much of June. And we see them on the lilacs, but we also see them on a lot of other plants. If you have any plant, woody plants, they seem to hang around more. But if you have any that are in bloom, sooner or later, you could very well see the tiger swallowtail. The other one of note, of course, was the monarch. The first monarch of the season showed up on the 25th, the very same day, later in the day. And then the following day, I saw another one. So monarchs, that particular day was a good wind from the southwest. And it was riding that wind going from the southwest, coming up this way. Fascinating butterfly. It's one of the insects that people just love. I wish we had an attitude about loving insects completely like we do with the monarch butterfly. In other insects of note, I was out walking on one day this week. It was a chilly day, but there was some sunshine. And sure enough, many spots along the trail, there were dragonflies basking in the sun. The dragonflies that first show up in the season, the green garner dragonflies, are migratory. The ones that are showing up now have been emerging from the water. They spend their immature life underwater, and then as we get to this time of year, they start climbing up on a branch or a twig or something sticking up out of the water. Often it's a dock, often it's a rock, and the adult body comes out of the exoskeleton of the immature. A fascinating thing to watch. Once they do that, they start flying around. Now, they do need to warm their bodies, and so what I was seeing was dragonflies that were basking in the sunlight, warming up. They are predators, and so they're doing a lot of hunting as well, as are the spiders. Had some really interesting experiences with spiders this week. The biggest circular orb webs have started to show up, but they're mostly around water. We're not going to see them too much in the yard yet. That's later in the summer. But I did see, thanks to some foggy days we had this week, I did see an abundance of another kind of web called a funnel web. A funnel web gets its name because it looks kind of like somebody dropped a cloth out on the ground. But if you take a closer look at it, it has a hole in the middle, and that's why it's called funnel web. Well, the spider that made the web sits there in that hole and then runs out to grab some food. We usually don't even see the webs unless there is a dew, or in my case here, a fog that allows the web to show up. And I had a fascinating walk on the day of the 24th where I went through a forest of woods, and I must have seen over 1,000 of those webs. It's amazing because it tells you how many of them survived winter. The trees continue to put out their leaves, but I think we're almost at 100% full foliage right now. There are a few, in particular the black ash, that are a little bit later than the rest, but we're very close to 100% green. And that usually, that's pretty normal as we get to the end of May. The apples and crab apples, during my walk this morning, I saw a crab apple tree that still had a lot of blossoms, and of course the lilac. So their tree blossoms are still going on there, but probably the one that's most obvious right now is chokecherry. Chokecherries were unheard of maybe 2 weeks ago, but right now they're still in bloom. We will soon see dogwoods and viburnums now as we get into June. In addition to that, yeah, the wildflowers are just fabulous. The progression is amazing and is showing up right now. We started off with the wildflowers that live in the forest that need the sunlight. They have to quickly bloom and go through their life before the trees leaves come out from above that shade them. Well, they have pretty much all gone, and they're getting replaced by those that can handle the shade a little bit more, the shade-tolerant ones. And these names of these flowers are not as well known. Things like starflower and clintonia, also known as blue bead lily, wild lily of the valley, sarsaparilla, baneberry. These are ones that we don't know quite as well, but we probably have all heard of Jack in the Pulpit. We maybe have all heard of lady slippers. And lady slippers, yes, are doing just fine now. I had experience this week of seeing the large yellow lady slippers. Anybody wants to take a Memorial Weekend walk, I suggest going to Jay Cook State Park and going to take a look at them. They are well known in that park, and lots of people go out to see them. But by all means, no picking of wildflowers. They are the large yellow lady slippers. What a lot of people don't realize, there's also a smaller variety of it that grows out there as well. And then I visited a bog this week, and I saw no less than a dozen of the pink lady slippers, also known as moccasin flowers. So yes, plenty happening. Now, May is the month of greening. June is the month of growing, and we're going to see that a lot. If we get more rain, we're going to see it even more so. And finally, Lisa, one of the greatest things that happens in the entire year, phenologically, is about to happen. I have not yet seen it. Maybe it's because I didn't look hard enough. Not yet seen it, but very soon we're going to have the appearance of fireflies. Last year, the first firefly was on May 31, and which is pretty much normal. I've had some years where I've seen them about as early as May 20, but usually I see them as being an emergence of early June. So, yeah, Lisa, there is a lot going on, and I think maybe you should play the song June is Busting Out All Over.
Better get, Larry. Okay. You and I will sing a duet.
That sounds just fine.
I'm sure it does.
Can you tell me what musical that's from? Something to think about for next time.
Is it the Music Man?
Okay, take care. It's not Music Man.
Oh, darn it. All right, thanks, Larry. Larry Weber this morning. When did he become a quiz show master about musical theater? Geez, I feel dumb that I don't know it. I mean, I know it, but I don't know what. Larry Weber is our host for Backyard Almanac and other surprising things every Friday right here on Northland Morning.